نعوذ به من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى اله وصحبه ومن اجتهد نهجه الى يوم الدين. اما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. All praises are due to Almighty Allah, the Lord of the world. We praise Him, we thank Him, we seek for Himself and forgiveness. We seek for the refuge of Allah and wa ta'ala for the evil consequences of our wrongdoing. Bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, and his peace and blessings be upon him, his household, and the believers who seek the right path till the day of resurrection. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his infinite mercy, grant us all the privilege of being among them. In the name of Allah, we ask for peace from where we fought last week. In the Surah Al-Ali Imran, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل وما كنا مشركين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل الطعام كان في يد إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة. قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتبوها فمن افترى على الله الكذب من بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الظالمون. قل صدق الله فاتبعوا ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان لي للمشركين. إن أول بيت وضع للناس الذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. قل يا أهل الكتاب لم تكفرون بآيات الله والله شهيد على ما تعملون. قل يا أهل الكتاب لم تصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن تبغونها عوجا وأنتم شهداء وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا فريقا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب يردوكم من بعد إيمانكم كافرين.
الله سبحانه وتعالى قال كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه. That all types of food كان حلا لبني إسرائيل. They made lawful the children of Israel. إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه. Except that which Israel, that is Nabi Allah Yaqub, except that which he made unlawful for himself. من قبل أن ينزل التوراة. الله وصفه التوراة وزبيل. قل فأتوا بالتوراة مسجولة إن كنتم صادقين. فردا هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد الشيخ قنطر بالتوراة. And that they should read by themselves from the Torah, which is what they believe in. In kuntum sadiqin, if you are sincere. It was said that one of the reasons good fought by the children of Israel, the Jews, for not believing in Nabi Allah Isa and not believing in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the fact that there is no abrogation in the legislation of Allah. You know what? The Injil was revealed. Nabi Allah Isa told them that what Allah has sent to me is a confirmation of what has been revealed. And it is also for me to make lawful for you some of what has been made unlawful. وَلْهُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. The same thing when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, he was also sent to confirm some of what was revealed in the previous books. So that means the message of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a summary of all the messages of all the books. That is, and that is the saying of Allah, wa muhaymin alayhi. It encompasses all the messages. They were sent before the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is because this message is comprehensive, because it is a message to the whole of mankind. While the messages they were sent before the message of the Rasulullah, before the Quran, were messages that were sent to a particular group of people. That is why Torah is not a message to the whole world. It was just a message to the children of Israel. Likewise, the Bible is not a message to the whole world. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is not sent the Bible to the whole world. He sent it to a particular set of people. Just like the previous Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentically, when he was telling us about the verses with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uplifted his people above that of other messengers, he said, all other messengers that were sent before me were sent to their people. But I was sent to the whole of mankind. So the children of Israel, you know, whenever someone wants to disobey Allah, this is a tradition that has been there for long. It has been there for long, even during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Quran was being revealed to him, there were people that put forth this kind of argument to justify the reason why they refused to believe. It applies to those who get engaged in one form of simple act or the other. Satan will be giving you arguments to justify what you are doing, although it's simple. But to convince yourself and for you, for Satan to keep you going, because what the Satan gives the most is for his servant to talk to Allah. That is what Allah is the center. That is what Satan gives the most. that the servant has been sinning against Allah, and suddenly he returns to Allah and sought for forgiveness of Allah, and Allah was rather forgiving. That is what Satan detects the most. So he gives you argument, he forgives you, he continues to sin. So one of the arguments the children of Israel came back was that there is no happening, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be revealed in book. That is the Torah that was with them. And you want to tell me that the same Allah revealed a Torah, revealed in Jesus after a Torah, but a projected form of the ruling in a Torah. They think there is no abrogation, that it is not the tradition of Allah that he abrogates, that he legislates, then he later uplifts that legislation and replaces it with another one. They think it is not. So they disbelieve in Nabi Allah Ishmael. They disbelieve in the message of Nabi Allah Ishmael. That is why whenever they are being called upon to believe in Allah, قالوا آمنا بما أنزل إلينا. We also have the book that was revealed to so we are satisfied with what has been revealed to us. And they disbelieve in that which was revealed after us. So they claim there is no abrogation. So God of the Jews says, this verse of the Quran was an answer provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل. Their father with whose name he raised, their raised was named, that is Israel, that is the name of Yaqub. Jews were named after the name of Yaqub. That is Israel. That كل الطعام كان إلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه. But before now, all form of food used to belong to Yaqub. إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه. Except that he did by himself make a law by himself. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it a law. He made it unlawful for himself. من قبل أن تنزل التوراة. That was because the Torah was what? Was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not prohibit any food of a living creation. But what happened when the Torah was revealed? When Allah revealed the Torah, the book they are now speaking to, by virtue of which they disbelieve in other books that were revealed after what? That is the Injil, the Jews disbelieve in Injil, and they disbelieve in Quran. In the Torah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made unlawful some food upon the children of Israel. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاةِ فَتْلُوهَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Ask them to bring the Torah. Ask them to bring forth the Torah and read from it, if it be, they are truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another verse of the Quran, فَبِظُلْمٍ مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا أورثنا عليهم طيبات أحلت لهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of their wrongdoing, we make unlawful for them some good things that were lawful before. Meaning, in the book, they are carrying their virtue, really, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made some things lawful, later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them for what? Unlawful. That is using their own book against them. Using their own book against them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a relationship of Allah to ask them to bring the Torah. Surah Al-Yurim from the Shawra, because they do not believe in the Quran. They do not believe in the Quran. So they should bring that which they claim to believe in. They should bring that which they claim to believe in. It's just like when you talk about the implementation of Sharia, one of the things that bothers me is the fact that those who antagonize the Sharia or the implementation when you talk of Sharia, implementation of Sharia, banking system and the like, you see them saying a lot of rubbish, saying it's an effort to Islamize Nigeria, so on and so forth. And these are people of religion. They also have religion. The ideal thing to me should have been that, okay, if you want to apply the Sharia, I also want to apply what? Current law. I also want to apply the rules as it is contained in my religion. That's what I think the ideal thing. Not you antagonizing my own entitlement. I want to apply my religion. Don't you have one? If your answer is yes, apply your left. This is applicable. The capital punishment in the canon law are far, far more severe than the ones where in the Quran. We are far, far beyond, and that is why we see that this tradition has been there. People will be holding on to a book just for the sake of holding on to it, just for the sake of affiliation, but they do not abide with the context. They don't. They don't practice what the book contains. When you talk of injury, when you talk of interest, when you talk of adultery, fornication, when you talk of intoxicant, all these things are prohibited. Even in the book, they tend to believe it. And that is why we have to be very careful not to engage it. Because they don't have religion. They will tell you they are compromised. In their country, they can suspend the religion, they can suspend it. But in the case of a Muslim, you cannot do that. You have to be a Muslim al-Jawab. You have to be a Muslim al-Jawab. So this was their argument. They say, and that opposition is unlawful. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed his prophet that ask them to bring the book which they claim to believe in. You will see verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did love you something and later made those things unlawful. That is what we call abrogation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the ruling concerning those things. It is not only in the Quran, it is also in the Torah and in the Injil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they should bring their book if they did their things. فَمَنِ اشْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ
فَمَنِ اشْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ
الله سبحانه وتعالى says فَمَنِ اشْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ Whosoever invests on truth upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are people that are never ashamed to offer lying against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read in the previous verses for this moment, there are some of them. يَلْمُونَ أَلْفِلَتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ لِتَحْسَبُوهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. It's like someone coming to the midst of people who doesn't understand Arabic language. But the person says something in Arabic. He says something in Arabic. It's not the Quran, it's not the Sunnah. But because these people do not understand Arabic language and they cannot differentiate between what is Quran or what is Sunnah, so he was feeling that what he has just said in Arabic language is what? Is the Quran. There are people that indeed is this. Or you just quote here from the Quran, quote any verse of the Quran, and use it as a proof for something that trespass at all is not related to. That's because the people he is addressing, the issue he is talking to, they don't understand the meaning of the fact they are quoted. From when Allah is telling us, min ba'di dhalik, from ulati ka hum zalimun. Whosoever invent lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after you have invited them to bring their book, to read from their book, if they are truthful, if they are able to do that, definitely it is going to be discovered that their claim is untrue. The claim that there is no abrogation is untrue, because in their own book, there are a lot of things that are abrogated by virtue of the consequent revelation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whosoever engages in lying against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that is the one who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. As a wrong doer, why is Zulmi Aadhan min Zulmi man yadda'i man yud'a ila tahkimi kitabihi wa yamtani'u min dhalika inadan wa tatakuran and what wrong doing is bigger than someone being invited to be a judge by the book he claimed to believe in. Someone being invited to be a judge by the book he claims to believe in. For an intention in life, but he is declining, although he claims to believe in the book. He claims to believe in that book. It happens that during the lifetime of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two adults were caught engaging in fornication. They were brought to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah told him, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, why don't you your book? What is the ruling of the fornication? And it is contained in a tower. They were running away from applying that which is contained in the tower. And these are also in the attitude of those who affiliate themselves to that religion. Although the religion does not relate to them, it doesn't belong to them. Because the real Lord Musa was not sent to them. The real Lord is that any black man who claims to be a Christian is just wasting his time. Because the real Lord Musa was not sent to him. The real Lord Musa was not sent to him. Specialist in comparative religion, the Torah of God, was once in a lecture telling us that he was told an African in an open debate. He said, you are just wasting your time defending Christianity, defending the Bible. Why the Bible is that Bible you are holding is saying that the black person will not be admitted to the fire. Then the pastor, that black pastor was shot. You are a black person and you are usually defending the Bible and suffering yourself. It is not a religion for you. It even says you are not even going to be invited into the paradise. You are shot. The only thing he do is to dance, shout, and chant the content of the Bible. But ask them to apply it. I was listening to Yerimo Nokura, the former governor of Zamfara, in a recent video thing that was released, and he was narrating some of those things that happened after he selected Sharia in the first place. And part of what he said was that the president then of Akanjo invited them to the villa and was very angry. Invited all the governors of the 19th northern state. And was very angry and furious. And even made his very derogatory statement about Islam. The governor was saying in that piece that I am not going to, he wanted to say it, but he said, I am not going to say it, but maybe later in future I will say what about something. In that meeting, only northern governor, including the Christian governor in the northern states, they are claiming like a Plato and Caraba. We were all there. But the statement he made about Islam was very derogatory. He said, this is going to be the last meeting he is going to call and that no case will be allowed to implement Sharia. In the course of saying that, he made that very unitary statement. Then, the governor of Niger State, then, Puri, and Yerima Bokura State, Senator Ahmed, he said, the governor of Niger State stood up because he was very angry because of the statement of Ahmed made about the plan. The truth of people, you won't know that they are religious until you touch the religion of Allah. That is when you know that they are religious, until you touch the religion of Allah. When the governor of Niger said then, he said now, the last one was Allah Almighty. So he stood up and insulted for that religion and told him that as soon as I stepped out of the Nigeria, and going back to Niger State to go and declare the judgment at the Sharia State. Then, Eraiwa also said the same thing. Zari was there. This Zari that was Arab. That's my idea. Very simple thing. After we've seen the resulting from Firefox to the paper, we call something bad. Why not just dissolve all the thoughts so that there won't be something judicial? It seems there is not going to be or the thing of cancel, whatever. So that whenever there is a trial and the criminal is investigating before them, so that we save the court. Of paying judges, high court, courts of appeal, Supreme Court. They are yet stood up and said, he is going to, as soon as he lives there, he is also going to start using to declare that this is a Christian state. And Yerima Bakura said, I told him, I said, look, that would be good. If you want to do that, please invite me. I will be by your side so that we declare that together. Who will be happy that you declare that this is a Christian state? Meaning, you are going to be applying what? Canon law. Today, if the Christians are to be using what is contained in the Bible, and the Muslims will be using what is contained in the Quran, life would be very easy for us. Because a lot of those things, there are a lot of things there that are in consonance with what? With what is in the Quran. But have you ever had someone say that he has declared weeping of river? Who declared the river state as a Christian state? The only thing that happened as a consequence of doing that is the inflow of more alcohol. Is that pretending? Inflow of more alcohol in your institution. Is that pretending?
But it is
religion. It is not. So as a result of it, whosoever invent lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact is that after he has been called upon to come and read from his own scripture and he repeats, what would I think of him for a moment? Who are corrupt to the earth? Who are corrupt to the earth? see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told the truth. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. So follow the path of Ibrahim, حَنِيفًا, in the straight path. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And Nabi Muhammad Ibrahim was never part of the idol worship. He was a Christ partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after instructing that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers that they should follow the footsteps, the path of Nabi Muhammad Ibrahim, that is Abu Anbiya, the father of messengers, the father of prophets, that is Nabi Muhammad Ibrahim. When I came to the Mushrikeen, immediately after that, he revealed verses about Kaaba, the fourth established house of worship for them. Inna awwala baytin wudi'a linnas.
إن أول بيت وضع للناس الذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين.
الله سبحانه وتعالى قال إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. That is the first established house of worship whose love for people on earth من الذي ببكة أي مكة من البيت the house of Mecca, that is the Kaaba. Mubarakan, the house is blessed. Wahudan, it is also the guidance in Alameen for the world. There is a correlation between this verse and the previous one. Because the house in the context of this verse was built by who? By the Nabi Allah, Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed me to build the Kaaba. While he was building it, he was supplicating it unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the people. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. While he was raising the pillars of the house, yes, subhanAllah, there are some servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much blessed them to an extent that you cannot imagine. Look at the Kaaba. Hundreds of thousands of years, and the thing is not in Quran, it is being rewarded. For hundreds of thousands of years, built by Nabi Allah Ibrahim. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees some of his servants. You see someone, you go somewhere and you see a good thing that is still flowing, that people are benefiting from. When you inquire about the origination of that good thing, you discover that the person has gone, the person has departed this earth for 20 of years. But the good thing is still what? It's still benefiting people, it's still producing fruit, and people are benefiting from it. Mubarakan, it is a blessed thing. That is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved part of the earth to Allah on earth is where? Is Baqi'a. The most beloved part of the earth to Allah on earth is Baqi'a. And that was why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while he was called out of Mecca, he was starting to Mecca, he turned before departing Mecca and was starting to Mecca, and so Mecca is the living thing that will comprehend what you are saying. He said, I know, O humankind, I am aware that you are the most beloved part of the earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if not because your people forced me out of Mecca, I wouldn't have what? I wouldn't have left. And that was the reason when Abdullah Abdullah was from Mecca, the Ansar, the people of Medina, who were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Medina, they came to Mecca and they conquered Mecca. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, is unlawful for anyone to be seen in Mecca. It is unlawful in Arab. A mere display of arms in Mecca is haram, particularly haram. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his messenger the permission for the period of John and Ah to conquer Mecca. After Mecca was conquered, when the idols in Mecca were broken, the Kaaba was cleaned of all idols. Then the people of Medina started thinking of the consequence of conquering Mecca. That is the likelihood of Rasulullah staying back in Mecca. And they want Rasulullah himself to be at least there to where? In Medina. What the nation of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed that he gave them the black tiding of the fact that he is never going to live where? Live in Medina. So the Prophet Muhammad stayed in Medina throughout his life. Mubarakan wa hudan lil alamin. It is a blessed place and it is a guidance for the whole world. So that means that there are two types of guidance. Guidance of Ma'rifa and the guidance of what? Guidance of good deeds. Guidance of good deeds are some of those signs, some of the rituals of Hajj, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala situated in Mecca. We cannot perform Hajj without visiting where? Without visiting Mecca. You must visit Mecca before you can be able to serve and believe the Kaaba, before you can engage in what we call as Sa'i Bayna Safa wal Marwa, before you can stand on Arafah. So it is a place you have to, you don't have option. And these are places where you perform those religious rituals. You must stand there. These are the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The guidance of knowledge is contained in the verses with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَهِيمُ. There are clear signs in Mecca. There are clear signs, one of which is the starting point of the Nabi Muhammad Ibrahim. That is where they call Maqam Ibrahim. A place not too far away from the Kaaba. That is where you observe, behind me you observe two rak'ah. After what? After your tawaf, you observe two rak'ah. That is the place. That's the building, the golden structure. The place there in itself is nothing but goat, mixture of blocks, snake, and goat. In itself, it is not something that is thought to gain blessing. It is some people are struggling to touch it, struggling to achieve it, struggling to hug it. It is not a religious emblem. It is not a sign. It is not a sign placed there for you to know where the Maqam is, and for you to know where to observe your what? Your full attack after what? After your tawaf. But unfortunately, you see some people when they go to Mecca, even the leaders in Masjid al-Haram, they will be rubbing on it and on their body. It is only the Kaaba. It is only the Kaaba that has that value. It is Hajar al-Aswad that is legalized for you to what? For you to kill if you have the opportunity of doing that. It is not compulsory. So people who want to kill themselves just because they want to touch the Hajar al-Aswad, or they want to touch Ruhul al-Yamani, or they want to kill the Hajar al-Aswad. It is not compulsory. It is enough that you point to it from distance and you proceed. You proceed on your walk. You proceed on your path. في آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم. مقام إبراهيم is this. That particular place was where Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام when he engaged in the act of building the Kaaba, he would step backward to observe the building. That is where he steps backward. That is the particular place where he stands to observe the building. Then he goes through that to continue in the execution. The project of building the house which he was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build. So that is a clear sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَنْ شَاءَ لَهُمْ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whosoever enters into it, كَانَ آمِنًا, will be granted al-amn, peace and tranquility. That is why it is unlawful. Even during the time of Jahiliyyah, before the emergence of Islam, even the people of Jahiliyyah, they had with them some rituals out of the teaching of the Nabi Ibrahim. Part of which was that they too must revered and respected the Kaaba. Other than the fact that they placed it into the Kaaba, you don't get any legend that their belief was that those idols, were carved to represent the identity of Aswalibun. Those people need to be righteous and religious among them. Satan came and whispered to them that so that you don't forget these people, carve them into idols so that you will remember them. That was where he started from. Later, he graduated into, look, these people, they were righteous, they were very religious. You can, if you want Allah to answer your prayers, you go through them. Use them to intercede. That is the second thing. The third thing, that is why Allah says, وَلَا تَتَّبِهُ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow the footsteps of Satan. If you give someone a forgiving today, it won't happen just immediately. That person must have been taken by Satan through different processes. That is why Allah says they don't follow the footsteps of Satan. He graduates you from one stage to another, from one stage to another, from one stage to another, until he completely defeats you. So later Satan came and said, why not you just worship these people? So they started worshiping them, besides Allah. So one of those things that used to be there was that even if someone kills another person's father and he runs to the Kaaba, even during the time of Jahiliyyah, if someone doesn't want to be punished for a crime, he knows that the children of that person he killed, they are looking for him. They want to take revenge, they want to kill him, so he will just refuse to make the Kaaba. So the people whose father was killed, they will come to the Kaaba and they will be looking at the person who killed their father and they won't be able to touch him. They don't want to revenge the Kaaba to that extent. Although they were engaged in war, in shape. So that is what they do. So if someone commits crime, he runs to the Kaaba, he relocates there. He won't go out of Kaaba, except if it is necessary. Maybe in the night, he sneaks to his house and come back immediately. Running away from the consequence of what he has done. And up till now, وَمَنْ تَفَلَهُ kind of animal. If you have seen the Kaaba before, you see the recently you see the video clip of Rivas. When you see the Kaaba for the first time, what do you see them doing? If you see the Kaaba for the first time, there is this spiritual feeling that you won't be able to explain, except if you look like it. If you see the Kaaba for the first time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed the Kaaba with a very high level of charisma and haiba and azima in the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ جَفَ لَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whosoever enters into it will be granted peace and tranquility. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And due to Allah upon people is privilege. Privilege to where? To the house. That is the Kaaba. Man is the law and the law is the leader. For whosoever has the means to engage in privilege. And you know, performing Hajj is one of the pillars of Islam. We, in our present state, are taking in serious study. We see Hajj, we see the church. A lot of Muslims are showing the way. Although it is not on television. So, thank Allah. Our parents, our own parents, look at how much they reverse during the Hajj. Look at how much they love performing Hajj. Look at how much Hajj going to Mecca to perform Hajj is so close to their heart. Some of them, until they depart this world, you will be thinking, Kaaba, I want to go to Mecca, For us today, how much is it? It's because most of us are not serious about it. We prefer to go to Dubai. Someone has gone to Dubai for more than 20 times. Yeah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be our Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be easy for us to engage in the act of performing Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ.
قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا تَعْمَلُونَ. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ تَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا فَالْآمَنَ تَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا وَأَنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءُ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ تُطِيعُوا فَرِيقًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ
قل يا أهل الكتاب لم تكفرون بآيات الله والله شهيد على ما تعملون. سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أهل الكتاب all people of the creature لم تكفرون بآيات الله why did that you believe in the verses of Allah سبحانه وتعالى والله شهيد على ما تعملون. And you know that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the witness over what you are doing. Allah is the witness over what you are doing. This is the warning from Allah سبحانه وتعالى to the people of the scripture. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said the witness of Allah is the call of all men and inquire as to why they disbelieve in the verses of Allah. These are the people that are supposed to be on the forefront of believing in the Messenger of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because يَعْرِفُونَ مُنْسَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَيَّاهُ. They know him just like they know their own children. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals in the Torah all the time of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the extent
of informing them in the Torah of the particular geographical setting where the Messenger of Allah was going to emerge from. And that was the reason why they relocated to Medina. That was the reason why the Jews relocated to Medina. Because he knew the Prophet was going to emerge from Medina. They were aware because they were informed in their own. And when the Messenger of Allah was going to emerge, when the Messenger of Allah was going to emerge, all the time they read in their book, they tried to apply it. They tried to to make sure that they confirm all those signs. And after confirming all the signs, they still did not what? They still did not believe. Look at that woman that Jewish woman that poisoned the Messenger of Allah. That poisoning was so strong. And it was discovered that it was poison. It was a very dangerous poison. When the woman was invited and asked, why did you find in the Messenger of Allah? She said, yes, I did that because if he is indeed a Messenger of Allah, it is not going to affect him. But if he is not a Messenger of Allah, I have the intention of getting rid of him so that you know that the Messenger is not yet there. The point is, did not kill the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet they still repeat to us. They repeat to believe. They repeat to believe in it. They saw all the signs of the Messenger, with which they were informed in the Torah, that the Messenger is going to look like this. The Messenger is going to look like this. The Messenger will be doing this. He will be doing that. He will see this. He will see that. He saw all the signs of prophecy, which was revealed about the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Torah. He saw it clearly with the Messenger of Allah that they revealed. Because of what? Because of envy. Harder than the envy of wicked. We can't believe in a prophet who was sent by Allah but among the Arabs. Among the Arabs. قالوا ليس علينا من الأميين سبيل. The unlearned. These people that are unlearned who now believe in a prophet from them, although we have confirmed that prophet was truly sent by Allah, but we are not going to believe in him. Answer that. Because they migrated to Medina expecting that Allah is going to give a prophet from where? From among them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came the prophet from among the Arabs, and the Arabs were the people the Jewish used to refer to as the unlearned. Why the Arabs refer to them as the learned? Because they had the book with them, the people of the book. So when the message came, they disbelieved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wallahu shahidun ala ma ta'amaloon. Wallahu shahidun ala ma ta'amaloon. You have the book. You have the audacity to disbelieve in the presence of Allah, and Allah is the witness over what you are doing, because Allah knew what he revealed to you about his prophet. You know that these verses revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Allah were the truth. You are aware that Allah is the witness over what you are doing. And you still have the audacity of going ahead to disbelieve in the presence of Allah. Fulya al-Nita. Jima Tasubina al-Nita. If you don't stop at you disbelieving in what was revealed to Muhammad, you still go ahead. Tell them that all people of the Christian, why is it that the Tasubina al-Nita, you advise people from the way of Allah. It is not only that they disbelieve and that is no. They took steps to make sure that others also did not what? Did not believe. And the deen in Allah is an amen. Can you rule that he was then? You say ever believe in the messenger of Allah, Allah, why you tell us? So we're going after him to make sure that he was, he abandons the religion. The Mughun and Akiwajan, and you are making the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seem devious. You are making the religion to seem devious. Wa antum shuhada. Wa antum shuhada. Here, in the business of Allah, you know that Allah is the witness of our Jewish. In this verse, Allah says, and you are witnesses. You are witnesses. Witnesses to what? Witnesses to the fact that what was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the truth. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not oblivious of what you are doing. Allah knows, Allah sees what you are doing. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ He was said that one of those things they used to do in order to make sure that they bring out believers from the religion. They bring out believers from the religion of Islam. As revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, some of them, right in Medina, a good number of them, will claim to have accepted Islam. And you know, before the emergence of Islam, we can see that people that we are highly respected. Their views and their opinions were highly respected by us. So some of them who came to have accepted Islam, a good number of them, like about 50 of them, we go to the masjid and say, oh Muhammad, you want to accept Islam. They will say, tell us Shahada. Then the news about their Islam will what? Will spread in the Medina. Then Muslims will be jubilant in that certain number of Jews accepted what? Accepted Islam. In the morning, early hours of the day. Well, Uruna are here. But before sunset of that same day, they say, no, we are no longer interested. What is the aim? So that when they will be going out of the religion, which they did not fully accept in the first place, then those who are weak in demand, there are some who are weak in demand, who are likely also to what? To go out of there. That is the plan. There are some who are weak in demand, who are also likely to go out of there. Whatever wounded are anywhere then, they take the religion of Allah. So when they will be going out in the evening, they will be saying, we have we are still in thought the religion has some sense. So now that we have accepted Islam and we are practiced good as someone who that just accepted Islam in the morning and it tells us that we have taken Islam, I've seen what we appear. I thought there was something I thought it had some sense, but now that I've entered into it, I'm going out, I'm no longer interested. This is someone that is not even of that is true with the believer. Because accepted Islam is about 10:30, 11 a.m. and before 6:30 p.m. he said he's going out because he has discovered there is nothing in the region. So that the unlearned who are the Arabs are likely to be influenced by this decision and they will also be what? Apostated. Ya you and Ladina Ramadu into the Ukraine, but in Ladina into the Shara, you do come back the Imanikum Kadi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the now warns the believers. He warns the believers. All you who have believed. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, if you follow, for the name of the Lord, in the name group of those who we have given the scripture, you are told to come back to the iman. They are going to turn you after your iman. They are going to turn you to the believers after your iman. And that is what that is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that you cannot,
sacrifice the money by compromising your interests. If you have to be a liberal Muslim, what is a liberal Muslim? Someone that wants to sacrifice everyone. Wants to sacrifice them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنْ تَرْضَى أَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى there's only one thing you can do to sacrifice. You abandoning your religion and what? And following them. That's a good reason. If you are not going to that point, they will never be seen with you. And why should someone even engage with the act of trying to keep the disagreement? Why should someone engage with that? There are lots of Muslims who do that because of geography. How many are they who have abandoned their religion because of appointment? Appointment that will affect salary of 70,000 naira per month. Because someone is looking for work. So for you to be appointed, you have to abandon your religion. How many will they who abandon their religion because they are searching for work? They are not one of the apostles. 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 What most of them, not the most, people of the future, is that if they are capable of what? Of turning you after your belief, after your iman, turning you to the believer, faster than the envy of moving because of the envy. Because the envy you, the envy the fact that, you know, like we said last week, as a Muslim, it is a what? That you believe in Jesus, you believe in Moses, all the messengers of Allah. The envy the fact that you believe in commandments of Allah while you were there. And you also believe in the prophet they are claiming to believe in. You also believe in. And that what makes them believe in Muhammad? And that is why we are always reiterated that it is wrong. When we are reading that verse, Inna Deena Inna Allahi, and it's not just a two weeks back, Inna Deena Inna Allahi, and that it is wrong for someone to say that it is only for the day of judgment that we are going to know which religion is the religion of truth. So why is that saying that? It means that you still have what? You still have doubt. And you can't be a believer in Allah. You can't believe in Allah while you are still nurturing doubt. You are still doubting that. Who knows? Maybe on the day of Qiyamah, it is going to mean that it is another religion that Allah is going to accept other than Islam. And Allah is telling in the Quran that the only religion is going to ask. What is the return in Allah? Some people who do sometimes because they have a Christian religion. You see, sometimes maybe his parents are Greek Christians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala led him to Islam. Maybe sometimes his wife is a Christian. So he wants to touch the wife. Like one of them says that, you see, his wife is a Christian on the day of Qiyamah. If it is Islam, he will just pull his wife along the way. If it is Christianity, his wife will what? Pull him along. He thinks, I don't know what those people think about the day of Qiyamah. How the day of Qiyamah is going to look like. So it means that whosoever has this kind of belief before the Muslim, automatically that person is not a Muslim. Because the person is al-munafiq, nifaqan, i'tiqadiyya. That is one leg in and one leg out. It's not sure. It's just a trial by error kind of a thing. It's not sure. So let me go with you through that. So if it is this time, if it is that, if it does not be that, you have to be sure of what you are doing. You have to clear your doubt. There must not be any traces of hesitation in your mind to the effect that the only religion to be accepted by Allah is the religion of Islam, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those steadfast on the deen until you return to Him. Allah ta'ala, Ashna. We are talking about
Thank you. the same God is the same God.
You have passed in the by now.
And the religion of Islam and the world is lakum dinukum wa liya din. For you, is your religion to be in my what? In my religion. Do your religion. And this is your religion independent. Let me exist in mine. So there is nothing like that. There are people, because you know what they do, these things. These are projects where if you want to enrich yourself, those who don't have the fear of Allah. And if you know you have some knowledge of the Sharia, you can read the Quran, you can speak some Arabic. One of the fastest ways to enrich yourself is to join Shia, join Ahmadiyya, or join this very movement of Islam. And you become extremely rich in a very short period of time, because they are hunted for people with a lot of money. With a lot of money. They want people that they can use to preach to them. When we are reading those verses, like 2 weeks back, when we wrote those verses, may Allah run on the Arabic, woman that tells you whether you study Jinn and the likes of them, we made mention of the fact that what we want to achieve is that verses like this, like I heard someone say, an imam who was suspended in Abuja, I don't know whether it is true or not, that one of the things he observed with that imam was that whenever he comes to the body that talks about the evil of the scripture during his appeal, he cheats them. Now, if you watch, you will see that there are organizations that are trooping him now to give him awards, to commend him, pastors are visiting him, the Shiites are visiting him. He is boastful. He says, I am the only man who's preaching, both Muslims and Christians are preaching. So if the Christians are preaching, you're preaching, it means you have to go back and check what they are saying. Is it the Quran? You have to go back and check what you are saying. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. There is nothing like that. There is nothing like that. The Quraysh, they want to invite Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, okay, since you have refused to stop calling people to be our king of Yahweh, we have a proposal. What is the proposal? Let's worship your God. We dedicate one complete year. We train you to worship your God. We will pray, we will do everything, every ritual, prescribed by the legal time we will do it. We do that for a period of 1 year. Then, the next year, you also abandon your religion, you join us to worship our God. And that was one of the reasons. Because of the people that is the Sabbath of the Zul of Surah Al-Kafirun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ at the end of the surah, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَيَهِينُ. But unfortunately, the leadership of Dawlat al-Imarat al-Arabiya, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them. Someone finds it difficult to understand what exactly they are aiming at. They build the body for the Hindus, we use this for all sorts of rubbish in the name of civilization, globalization, and being open to the world. If you want to be open to the world, I heard something about the foreign minister of Qatar, it is true, about the LGBTs. that he did not allow during the World Cup, in 2023 World Cup or something, that it is not, you are welcome to come and watch, but don't raise that flag. You have come to watch a football, not to campaign. So don't insult our religion. It is not allowed here. We are Muslims. And we are not going to suspend our religion for a while. So because we want to host that event, does not mean that we are going to suspend our religion. What it means to be emulated? The reverse will have been the case. Allah has been said. Allah has been said. Because all these things we are doing, we can't make a portion. Because you can't do that. Look at what is happening in the Nubri. Boko Haram, or the thing. Your own children. I have the colleague from the Nubri. They know those people by their name. They know their housing. They know their parents. These are the same people who withdrew themselves from the society, went into the bush, and they would sneak into the town, kill their relatives. Before that happened, go and inquire about what was happening in the country. This is one of the things in the whole of Africa where they exist in the madness of magic. Someone will come to this where there are dry grasses. You know when grasses are dry, completely dry, it becomes what? It becomes whitish, right? Someone will come to that place because it has one of their Sufi scholars. A green politician came to him and said, pray for me. And if you come to him and ask him to pray for you, he'll just do it like this. That's the person there. I brought this news about the boy and he just like this and he has prayed for me. And he said, okay, young one. And he said, just look at his side and saw dry grass. And I said, I'm giving it to this grass. So the grass became clean immediately, fresh, clean. What is that? Man, they do a lot of crazy things in that case, known as Nairobi. 3 years back, one Sheikh Salim, who was sent to get him from Kaduna for the seal, visited our seal, and he gave him of the thing that whenever he goes to any place, he tries to visit the Kodabar. So one day he was in Maiduguri and he wanted to visit those places where they live to earn, they teach children to earn, and he visited the place he wanted to see the teacher. The scholars of Quran. So they asked him to, they told him to come in. So when they asked him to come in, he just opened the door and entered. And he saw a group of people. They had Masari, this Quran that they did, taught him and mixed it up. What they did mean? They were afraid that the government of Buhari, from the beginning to the end of it, will not be able to achieve anything. It will be crisis of a country. And how do you do that? How do you want that to be done? It is until you humiliate what? Ask people from the Unity, they will tell you, they are a magician in the name of Islamic scholars. They are engaged in the growth of atrocities, and this is the repercussion. Look at that. One of the most hate banditry. You think of the 3 years back now that the Mormonic were found in such a way of violence. Quran, complete Quran, were thrown in a huge number in the fire. This is a place, I was saying in the field last week, but it happened that it is difficult for you to see an indigenous of Zambara, who is a Christian. So if you be a Christian that passed Mazar in Quran and went to primary schools, went to the latrine of primary schools and taught the latrine of primary schools in the Quran, complete Quran. When it was discovered, they proved those cases, they were evacuating it, the government said they are going to investigate. Have you heard about the outcome of the investigation? The Quran? And you think it won't have the abortion? You think it won't have the abortion?
So all those things that are happening in Dubai, the most of the students are being admitted there, this and that, and in the open world, this and that, wait for the judgment of Allah. Allah will be shocked when it's not. You accommodate everything that is against the reason of Allah. And you think you don't have the support, what money it will have. It may not be now, but it will generally come. The department is going to come. So there is nothing like a deal in Ibrahim. Whenever any market emerges from the West, who will be the first is where the government of United Arab Emirates will be the first government that will say we are going to give the tender for it. So what do you mean? So there is nothing like a deal in Ibrahim. The religion that is going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the religion of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant of 10% of this religion of the human race.
Or a neutral person producing the poison for him who believes in that
creature. Because there is no signal of prayer. Even Islam will not do that. Islam doesn't need to pray. Islam teaches me to protect yourself. Islam will not ask you to go and endanger your life because you want to fear God. You want to try Allah, you want to try God. Islam doesn't do that. Islam doesn't teach that. So something should be done. Now, I want to protect our mind. The last question.
Now,
on this, there is this video of the Salah Sheikh.
They are very eager and they want to give out zakat. The person has always repeated himself, Father, saying, there are some people that wrote some lengthy articles about trying to impose zakat on good. So, Father, the reality is that there are other things you can do apart from zakat. You can engage in giving out for that. But as zakatul wajibah, zakat, the obligatory zakat, is not compulsory upon a salary earner whose savings are not accumulated to resource. If you are a salary earner and you are savings, in this Ramadan is now up to 2.2 million. We now say, okay, welcome to the group of people that are. That zakat has become compulsory upon them, but not now. You need to rent. Look at the rahmah of Allah. It has not become compulsory now. You need to rent. Next year.
If before next year, after 2-3 months,
you saw a piece of land, 1.5 and you bought, you need how much? 700,000. 700,000, you continue saving. That since it has now become 700,000 after 3 months, then you are out of the group. You continue saving until it becomes 2 point something, then it's over the gap. We now wait for you to see whether that amount of money will remain not completing on the other day before it becomes compulsory.
But if you have more than 10 million naira, you are already in the group. Even if it declines to 8 million, it increased to 12 million. What we just be doing is calculating the total sort and giving out over the day. After every year. It will now be that some aspect of your wealth, you are giving out the zakat in advance.
Because you have the wealth already, you have numerous resources, and in surplus. Sometimes you see someone that can house. Now you have 2.2 million. In next year, the 2.2 million still remains in without the gap. Then the money started accumulating. Another resource is growing now. Another resource will grow in the next 3 months. You get it? You have another 2.2 million. Another resource of the gap. Then it becomes compulsory. You now wait for it. If this one is Ramadan, that one may be Shawwal, that one may be Sha'ban. So for you to avoid confusion, if you have 2.2 million, when the cash becomes compulsory on each and every of those resources, they are telling the impact. So for you to avoid confusion, what you do is you calculate the total sum of what you have and keep up the zakat, even if it is in advance, because you already have it in what? For someone that is changing time and the salary goes to his feet only every month, how do you
invest the capital? That person, in fact, as far as concerned, should also be giving the capital. Yes, the person should be giving the capital. But if the person has good salary and the person has savings, just as accumulated, then it becomes
compulsory. Now,
your zakat is supposed to be due. This is simply right.
is supposed to be due in, let's say, in July. In July. But now we are in April, and there is a pressing need for an Islamic cause. A Muslim individual needs to be operated on urgently, and you have the intention of giving that person your zakat for that purpose. So there is an adjoining land to a Muslim. They want to sell it to a non-Muslim that is likely to operate a beer barrel there, for example. They are running around to secure that land, but your zakat will be due in July. In such circumstances, it is normal for you to give out the zakat in what? In advance. There is nothing wrong for you to give out the zakat in advance. Or some aspect of your income in advance, right?
Yes.
Yes. They are the origin of all currency, and they are the basis of all which currency are valid. So you can use either of the two. You can. That's why Allah said, That's why in the reference to those.
After 1 year,
then give us that.
What is the problem? Whenever you get the right of that house, you use it to feed your children yourself. It is stupid. You do that. Allah is saying, but that is not what? It's not compulsory on you. What if your child is not compulsory on you, like I said? There are other aspects of sadaqa, which you should not be crying yourself. Because Allah is not good Allah. So now I just want to say, they used to go and engage in the act of lifting heavy things. They will go to the market to go and lift heavy things, help people to pass load. They said, in the absence, why are you doing that? They said, so that we also have the opportunity, we are proof. And Rasulullah has called for sadaqa for an Islamic cause. We don't have anything to give now. That is why we are doing it, so that whatever we get here, we go and what? Give in sadaqa. That is how far it goes to get something, no matter how little, to make sure that they are also what? At some point, these people are, sometimes you see that they are buoyant, they are financially buoyant, but sometimes when they are not, and there is a call for sadaqa, they will go to the extent of engaging in such labor to get something to contribute. So even if the child is not compulsory on you, there are a lot of things you can engage in. Sadaqa, helping the needy, feeding the needy. There are things that they do in the Arabian countries that are not in the Occident. There is what they call Majlisul Rahman. The tiny table of Rahman. What we steal from 4 days of Ramadan, they will come and mount tents, bring cooking utensils, and give cooks for itself. 2 hours of Ramadan, you see people with their hundreds, and very good and healthy food. You see people with their hundreds, from the 4 days of Ramadan up to, did you know that there are people that when the sun sets and the Prophet calls to Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, he don't readily have what we need for the fourth. Do you know that there are when in the student there is one of our teachers, Sheikh Saleh Al-Mahdi Abdul-Aziz, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, he's still alive. You have to seek in for the pleasure of Allah. You have to engage in creating joy for yourself. You sat down and created something for us which we all enjoy. As students, we had allowances while we were on scholarship. She now gathered us and encouraged us and said, I have an advice, let me do something. I'm going to contribute. Each and every one of which you also was contribute. What do we do during Ramadan? We package fruit, and you have this milk, and you have rice, you have water, you have things. A pack that if you give it to a fasting person and he eats, he will do what? He will satisfy. We pack them in a small polythene bag. You know what we do? You wait for 5 minutes to be stopped. You know who our targets are? Those who are coming back from their places of work very late. And the store will have to meet them where? On their road. On the way. So that they won't have options than to do the store with what? With what they are giving them. They want to have options. There are situations where you give someone the thought and he has other options. But this one, you are sure that it is your push that is giving to do what? To give yourself. So 5 minutes to result, we give our process. We give the rush. So people will see people rushing. In fact, then no car will carry you. Even these cars, they are also running towards where they want to go and do what? So it is 3 days to result. So if those people are their way, we give them. So they don't have option that they do install the work in our house. And how much we thought fast of food to call. Well, we just used to do this during our time. We quantify how much food someone will need to do because we now encourage people. If it is 700 naira, you give us 700 naira. You collect 700 naira, you can give it for 10, that doesn't give for 2, you can give for 1, that doesn't. So that the Ramadan has to give. Even if it is one in the month of Ramadan,
you are succeeded in giving just one person, and you will have the reward of that person for that thing.
So there are a lot of other things that we can do, a lot of things that we can spend our money, even if it is not something like that. We can spend, we can help people, we can give people, we can help people in the hospital, we can help people that need medication. And this paragraph is not only restricted to money. We can use our skills to help others. We can teach people if we have knowledge and they don't have. We can teach them skills which will benefit them to be able to pay for themselves. A lot of things that we can do to speak for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly in this month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our wishes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the class in whatever we attain and whatever we are giving him. Of good deeds, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advance our good deeds into the case of our deeds. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us our forgiveness, our sin, our cases, and the blessings that are sent up in the world of the A'la. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad, inshallah, ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.